Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffner, I'm giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're going to give you the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy fitness trends for 2011.
Since it's almost over.
2011?
Yeah, we're in April. It's a third of the way
quarter.
Over.
We just went through a quarter. We have four quarters. So, Lee, there was a survey to some of the health and fitness professionals from the American College of Sports Medicine.
Fitness
and
trends?
Right. They were asked, they took a survey and they were asked to give you some of the fitness trends for 2011, okay. What they thought are the hottest trends. Because these are the people on
they
the
know.
Cutting
They're
edge.
They're in the know.
Right. So let's talk about some of these, okay? Where's
kettlebells? I know it's on the list.
Kettlebells.
What number?
No, it wasn't
no,
actually.
Really?
It wasn't actually. Well, you can probably put that under sports specific training.
Okay.
But one of the things that this is the first thing that they talked about.
P90X.
No, this is interesting. These are the best trends. Educated and experienced fitness professionals.
That's a trend. Educated fitness
right.
professionals.
You want to make sure that the personal trainers are certified and make sure they're getting it from a qualified source. But no, this was the thing that I thought that was interesting.
I'm not counting that as a trend.
That's not a trend. Obviously, personal training is still up there. Boot camps are real, real popular as well. The thing, yoga, obviously, is very popular. But listen, these are things that we know. What about the things that we think are going to be the big trends for 2011? I think some of these events like the Great Urban Race and some of these Warrior Dashes, and these are going to be the trends not only for 2011 but for the future. When you create events where people can go out and do stuff. The beach palooza stuff, where people are exercising
right.
and doing stuff where they're competing.
Yeah,
though
that's a trend.
That's a trend.
I'll buy that.
That's going to be the next big thing in
and
fitness.
I think,
and gyms. I think it's going to happen with gyms.
They're going to be forced to do that.
They're going to be forced to do that, and they're going to get rid of all this equipment that nobody really uses.
Right.
And they're going to start using that space in more productive ways, where they're going to create events. Like obstacles and things where people can do
in that space
and compete. I think that's what they're going to do with a lot of these big spaces.
What about more gadgets that interact with the internet?
Absolutely. And the thing is, one of the things that they didn't even mention these trends, what about the use of some of the social media sites and stuff like that where people are getting together and going out and organizing themselves and running and doing stuff like that? Those are also huge trends. One thing that didn't get mentioned, which I think is going to be big, Lee, what do you think about this? You know how mixed martial arts is becoming big?
Yes.
Mixed martial yoga.
Oh.
What do you think about that? It's
I don't
like
even
combat.
Know what that is.
It's combat, but in a yoga form. Like
That's
you know,
the opposite of yoga. Yoga is very peaceful.
Right.
It's not combative.
You're combining the two. Meaning the moves, like you got to use the moves, like the dog, the crouching tiger, you know, the dragon. You got to use
those.
You got to start off in those moves. What do you think? You think that's you don't think that's going to take off? You don't like that
don't
at all?
Don't see it
at all. All right. Well, maybe it's not going to be a trend. But boot camps, functional fitness, spinning. I can't believe spinning is still.
They're still engaging.
People are still spinning.
Maybe they have good video that you're watching.
I don't,
it's
or
mindless.
Maybe,
you know, you don't have to think. You're just,
maybe what they do with the spinning is they create the lights, lights flashing.
It's, again, the experience.
And
experiences have to be elevated.
Right. But I think, you know, it would be a good spinning situation where all of a sudden they blast you with heat or the cold.
Right.
And then the wind.
Throw things at you.
Right. And the water, they splash water like it's
like
raining.
Like a dog chasing you.
Right. Right.
Would that be good?
Yeah.
A
like
bear
a,
all of a sudden comes out from behind you.
And I also think another great fitness trend would be great is, you know, these laser tag places.
Right.
I think these laser tag places are missing the boat. You know, they tell you not to run.
They should encourage running.
They should encourage. Not only should they encourage running, but when you get zapped, it should hurt.
It should make you bleed.
Right. There should be some sort of penalty for getting zapped with the laser. You know, right now there's no
like a burn
or some sort of sensation. That is what I think that's going to be the trends in fitness. What do you think about that?
I'm in.
Okay.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are source for what's true and what's going to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.